Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
It's official. The Christmas season has well and truly started. Me and the missus have locked in a date to put up the Christmas tree on, I think, our Friday afternoon.
Oh, okay. We put ours up yesterday.
Yeah, well, it looks like everyone's ahead of me, including politicians as well, because something that's been a mainstay has been Parliament's Kmart wishing tree. Mm. It's a time which basically, no matter what kind of differences all these pollies have got, they come together for the tree to launch this beautiful thing here, and they've all done that recently, and, well, a whole bunch of people were involved there as well. Anthony Albanese was there, DJ Albo. I wonder if he was, you know, cutting some CDs and providing the soundtrack maybe for the event. But Barnaby Joyce was there as well. But what's really making headlines is basically the presents that they've been putting under the tree.
So they didn't actually put the tree up, because I'm picturing ScoMo.
Imagine those three trying to put a tree up. Albo. The arguments that would take place.
Yeah.
I'd imagine it was some other staffer who was like, all right, just get them to set up the tree and then we'll just turn up like the cutting of the ribbon when all the work's done.
We have to hold a federal election just to determine who gets to put the star on top.
Yeah, and these lucky buggers got to open some of the gifts early, and a couple of them were addressed to ScoMo, and obviously being members of different factions of politics, he's taken this opportunity to have some nice little cracks at ScoMo here.
I'm surprised anyone gave him presents here. I thought they'd all be mailed overseas to wherever he's holidaying this season.
Yeah, a whole couple of Hawaiian shirts and things like that. But Labor's presents included a submarine and a jigsaw puzzle of the Eiffel Tower, poking fun at ScoMo's recent, you know, stoush with France. That was pretty funny as well. Other gifts as well from Mr. Albanese's trolley. Albo's was basically a thing of like a fire truck. So it was a little toy fire truck, just poking fun at him, the way he handled the bushfires because he was overseas.
Yeah, ScoMo.
And everything as well. So it looks like they've just taken this opportunity just to really, you know, knock the knees out from underneath him in front of the press and everything.
They've politicised Christmas.
How have they done this? Meanwhile, the Deputy PM, Barnaby Joyce, placed a gem mining kit underneath the tree.
Right.
So everyone's just having a crack at ScoMo. Let's have a crack at ScoMo Day as well. And obviously there's been a bit of talk recently about, you know, federal election setting a date.
Yeah, they're all like on they're all campaigning already, even though they haven't announced an official date for the election or anything.
Absolutely. It's always about politics. I saw someone was on the campaign trail the other day talking about some sports funny, and then all of a sudden it turned into politics after that. It's like people standing behind going, geez, we're here for something else. Now you've just hijacked this whole thing. But other people have taken a few little chances to have some cheeky digs as well, you know, especially Bob Catter. He'll open one of the presents from the Mad Cat himself. Yeah, that guy. Bob Catter. It wasn't a toy crocodile this time, which I was quite surprised about. You know, what Bob Catter decided to do was leave an audio CD, you know, featuring this guy to really stir him up.
Stop it. It's not sensible. Stop doing it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he wasn't too impressed with
that.
Yeah,
I don't think
we'd be playing that. Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And we've probably all been guilty of it. You go to buy something from a store and they're like, do you want us to deliver it? And you go, oh, yeah, how much? And they tell you, you're like, I'll handle it. You always see some poor sucker out in a car park or at a shopping centre, whether it's a village centre or a Sapphire Marketplace, wherever, just trying to ram something into their car because they just don't want to pay the delivery fee. They're going to cart it home themselves.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me when you go to a restaurant and you bite off more than you can chew.
Yeah.
It's like you eat with your eyes, not your stomach, and it's the same thing. You just sort of look at your car and you're like, get your hands out, you have a tape measure, and you're like, it's like, there's no way you got any idea. It's like, oh, that'll fit. I've done it before. I recently bought a filing cabinet to make the filing cabinet smoker, and I'm doing the thing with the hands. Literally, and I'm like, oh, that's going to fit in the back of the car. Nah, not at all.
Well, that was the logic for one guy. He was shopping at his local Bunnings, and he had to buy a whole bunch of timber, like big lengths
bundle
of timber.
Yeah.
We're talking probably about 2 to 3 meters long, these things. And he was driving a Holden Cruise, so he's got a tray, but for some reason, he has shoved all the timber through the rear passenger window so that it's hanging out the side of the truck.
Oh, dear.
So it's sticking out at a right angle to the truck. And he's gone, oh, it's all right. I've tied a little red flag to the end of it. It should be fine. And he's tried to leave the car park. One of the other shoppers there, who was also in his car, he's like, no, mate, you can't drive around like that.
No, mate. No, brother. You got to pull over, mate. You got to pull over. Bro, you can't drive like that, brother.
It's okay.
No. Nah, you got to go back. You got to take it off.
The worst part was... he made his wife ride in the back in the tray. That was, no, that didn't happen. The guy was like, you moved your car back. And he's like, are you kidding me?
You've got like a forest worth of lumber hanging out your side window. Like, I've heard the expression as thick as two planks, but you're as thick as the 10 planks you're trying to drive around with hanging out the window.
I saw this video as well, and it was hanging out that far. It was ridiculous. I'm like, maybe they need to do some jousting to solve their problem. Someone else gets some more wood and that's it. That's have at it.
If he was allowed to leave the car park like that, he'd get home and he'd find like a bunch of cyclists hanging off the timber like a towel. towel drying on the clothesline. Just like throw all the cyclists off. So what an idiot. Seriously, if you think about doing something like this, obviously stop yourself. The safest way to haul a bunch of timber like this is to tie the timber to your tow bar along with a bunch of empty cans, slap a Just Married sign on the back of your truck, and then you should be right. No one will stop you. You'll be fine.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsie.
Always heard the phrase, oh, this person will steal anything that isn't bolted down. Well, that phrase mostly...
The country was founded by people.
Exactly right. That mostly applies, except maybe in Adelaide in South Australia. We did see a story a few months ago about people robbing an ice cream freezer or something. It was absolutely ridiculous, but I think this one could have gone one better. Literally, these things were bolted down to the house, but somehow some copper pipe got stolen.
Two copper thieves started cutting gas and water pipes off this Spains Road home around midnight. What they didn't count on was waking up 84-year-old Delise Regan inside. Quick-thinking Delise called police. When the coppers arrived, they caught one copper thief red-handed. His accomplice, who jumped a rear fence trying to escape, was also arrested.
They caught them in the act. They actually caught them in the act.
Sound like bumbling criminals. Were they with little hacksaws going, trying to get the bits of copper off?
Because it's worth a bit. And being a copper thief is really hard too, because it's hard to tell your buddies when the authorities are there. You're like, look out, copper. You're like, yeah, I know, I've got it.
Exactly. Criminal world problems, aren't they? Mm. Well, as a matter of fact, I can attest to this, because one of my security jobs I had over the years, I literally got paid to watch a hole in the ground because it had copper wiring and pipe in there.
All right.
So people didn't come and steal it.
You were security for the copper.
Yep. It was probably the best fit of a job I ever had. I was literally sitting there with a camp chair watching a hole in the ground. It's probably about my skill level,
right?
I think those days. But yeah, obviously a lot of trouble. People are going, hang on a sec, copper pipe, okay, worth a bit of money and everything else. But unfortunately, poor Delise, though, once someone steals your copper pipe, it sort of screws you up in more ways than one.
Well, I've still got to wait for water and no toilet, all that sort of thing.
And gas as well,
no cooking, no washing clothes.
Look at that. So what a horrible crime. It's not just like a smashed window. Mm. This is leaving it pretty much up the creek without a paddle for a little while.
Yeah. How do you discourage copper thieves? I mean, I would think the obvious choice is to get some sort of lead-coloured paint and just paint the pipe
with that.
And then they go, oh, that's lead pipe. Stay away from that, you know?
Exactly right. And as you heard, you know, like I was watching the copper, it's worth a little bit of money, but they pay by the kilo and it's incredibly light. Mm. So as you would imagine, just the copper on the outside of a house, they got caught. They didn't really get too much, as it turns out.
The current price of scrap copper is about $8 a kilo, so the thieves' total haul would have been worth about $30.
Woo! Retire, boys.
Yeah, good thing they were both caught, which was good to see as well. And when I heard of, like, you know, this is usually stuff that plumbers and things use, I'm like, hang on a sec, copper pipe, plumbers, maybe down on their luck. I thought it was actually these two that got busted.
Mamma mia.
FM's Brad and Hutsie, weekdays from 6.